be teaching out of the book tonight, so just get your Bibles, if you will, and turn with me to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. On the very first day of 2025, who would ever thunk we'd have lived to see this year? And I'm not exaggerating. I never dreamed we'd live to see 2025. I thought Jesus would have been come by now, but he's still coming, and he'll be here on time. And I know Brother Jackie has already preached a message dealing with this new year, coming into a new year, and I'm not going to challenge you with New Year's resolutions, because half of you probably done broke the ones you made, including myself. I do want to challenge our hearts and encourage our hearts from the Word of God, and to do something that will be beneficial to every Christian in this room. What I'll be preaching on tonight and probably past tonight, some Sunday, will be if we can get the truth of it, if we can grasp, and I mean really get it, what God is saying, it can absolutely revolutionize our Christian life, which in turn will revolutionize our daily life and our relationship. We've been preaching and teaching, and Brother Jackie, on the subject of relationships and strengthening relationships on Wednesday nights. And this truth falls right in line with that. If we can get what God is saying to us, I believe with all my heart this could be the greatest year we have ever had as a believer. I mean that. Not because I'm preaching it, because God said it, and because God can. How many of you believe God backs up what he says? Amen, he does. So let's look at this one verse, but keep your Bible open. We will be looking at some other verses. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 4. If you're there, say amen. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Well, that started out pretty good, because I'm born of God. I'm in that category. I'm in that group. And he said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." I mean, that would have been a good enough verse right there, instead of putting a colon, putting a period. But God's better than that. He said, "I got more to say." He put a colon and went on to say, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." I want to preach with the help of the Lord as we are living in our first day as it's coming to a close in 2025 on the subject, living in victory. Living in victory. Two times in that verse, the Bible said, those that are born of God, those who are saved, those who have been redeemed, overcometh the world. The world ain't a small thing. The world's big. It's gigantic. And in the context of the Bible, the world is not just what God spoke into existence. The world is our enemy. Ain't it? What is our enemy? The flesh, the world, and the devil. And the Bible said twice that we can overcome the world. That would be massive in our Christian life if we could mark that enemy off. And say, because, listen, I don't want to waste time tonight. I want to get as far as we can. By way of introduction, let me say, back about a month ago, or maybe a little more, maybe closer to 2 months ago now, y'all remember everybody was talking about who was going to win the election. Everybody was talking about whether Kamala Harris or President Trump was going to win, and all the senators, and boy, it was just a big, that's all the ads was, and it was all the talk was about that. And on that Tuesday night back in November, the course of our nation was determined by the outcome of a major election. Y'all remember that? Any of you have anxiety? I did. I'll be honest with you. I thank God tonight that He blessed us the way He did. I believe with all my heart that happened because Christian people were praying and we overcame the world. Because that other side, and I ain't saying Trump is a God by no means, but I do believe with all my heart that God puts in power who He wants. He sets kings up and He brings them down. And I believe with all my heart, Christian people were praying and pleading and begging God, oh God, give us a reprieve. God, give us a space of grace. And God said, okay, You called and I answered. Didn't He say, call unto Me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not? Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Well, remember, we was knocking. I was knocking. I was asking. I was seeking. Oh, Lord, please, 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 please. I got 4 children, Lord. I don't think America can take 4 more years going the direction we're going at the pace we're going. Because I'm going to just be honest with you. That other side, and this ain't Democrat versus Republican. This is right versus wrong. That other side represented the world. All of its ways. I mean, at the DNC convention, the number one subject, and go look into it, was abortion. They had abortion clinics and buses parked out there doing free abortions and advertising the murder and butchering of children as millions upon millions of Americans applauded and cheered for it. Kill the babies. And sodomy and this transgender wickedness. That is the direction all the babies, and I'm studying this and I'm doing some really deep research on this. But these missing babies are bothering me. These missing children that our government even states over 300,000 missing children in our country is bothering me. And it ought to bother you. Where does that come from? I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from the world and the world system. So how can we overcome that? How can we beat that? God told us. Did He not? For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so, along with the presidential election, there were hundreds of key elections across the country, Senate House, Republicans, State House, Courthouse, and beyond. This evening, I want to declare to you that regardless of whether or not your preferred candidate won the election, you and I as Christian people, it doesn't matter who won a particular election. Even if the wrong side won, we can still live in victory. Because I'm going to tell you something. God blessed us, but there's darker days ahead. It's going to get worse. I promise you, this was a reprieve. And it's really just a space of grace. But I'm telling you, our world has got so dark and so wicked and so You talking about war and rumors of wars, buddy, we in trouble. So I'm simply saying, my victory status is not determined by who sits in Washington. My victory status is not determined by a bunch of Republicans and Democrats and who sits even in the highest office in the land. No. My victory has already been secured and won by the name of Jesus Christ. And so has yours. And I'm determined this year, by the grace of God, not just to know that, but to walk in it. Amen. You want to have a resolution? But then be resolute in this truth. You have the victory. God's given you the victory. You don't have to work for it. Jesus already worked for it and won it for me and for you. All we have to do is by faith. It's in the verse. It's in the verse. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Three words attached to the end of that. Even our faith. You got to believe it. Just like you did, listen, just like a lot of people do with salvation, Brother David, they know it. They know who Jesus is. They know he died on the cross. Believe he rose from the dead. But until we reach out by faith, faith and accept that and receive that, it ain't ours. He ain't ours. Our eternal destiny is still hell. But the moment by faith, how are we saved? You are saved by faith. And so it's the same, just like getting saved. If you want victory, it's there for you. How many of you believe? I mean, we just got to witness this. God just let us as a church witness four precious souls get saved. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that a blessing? You say, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. Four people in one day got off the conveyor belt, headed for hell, got Jesus in their heart, repented of their sin, and now no longer the condemnation of God abides on them, but they have been set free. Because why? Because they reached out by faith and trusted Christ. And just, we believe that, don't we? Don't we believe in salvation? Okay, if we do, and we do, because I'm preaching to a bunch of saved people, supposedly, then the same is true when it comes to victory. Because we gain our victory the same way we gained our salvation, by faith. You say, but I can't fix this. I'm not strong enough. I don't have enough money. I'm not good enough. I can't live the Christian life. I'm telling you, I can't overcome the world. I ain't no match for the world. But in Christ, Christ gives me the power, the strength, and the standing to know that I have already overcome the world. I'm already, right now, more than a conqueror, and so are you. And I got to do more than think that. I got to live like that. And so do you. Amen. So the question is, are you tired of losing? Because nothing ever changes till you get down to that. You didn't get saved till you got sick of your sin. Are you listening? I mean sick, just sick and tired of being sick and tired of what sin done to you. It robbing you and pillaging you and destroying you. Remember that? Where sin was fun, then it quit being fun. Now it was just a hook in you, dragging you to hell. And you said, there's got to be more to life than this. I remember that, Brother Stephen. You remember that? But you remember when he took the hooks out and set you free? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you this evening, God's wanting to take the hooks out of We've allowed, as Christians, we've allowed the devil to put some hooks back in us. Amen. And to defeat us. Don't get quiet. Don't act like you're above and immune to being defeated. You and I both, we have lived in not just a day of defeat, but we've allowed seasons of defeat and just allowed that to be what defines us. Defeat. So my question to all of us is, when are you going to get tired of losing? When are you going to get tired of allowing the world to defeat you? Because God didn't design it that way. God didn't do all that God did to provide us victory for us to live in defeat. He said, I want what's best for you, and you don't have to work for it. All you got to do is believe me and let me take care of the rest. That's what he said. Y'all remember Trump saying, I'm going to make America so great again. You're going to get tired of winning. Remember that? Well, it's been so long since I've won, I about forgot what it was like in our country to win. So it was a big deal in November when those elections were. I didn't know if our country was ever going to see another real election. I didn't know if we'd ever be able to really trust another election. But thanks be unto God, we live to see that happen. That didn't just happen. The same corrupt people who was messing around in 16 were, I promise you, plus many more were trying to do it again in 20, but God. Amen. But God. Amen. And they couldn't calculate him out of the equation. Amen. And so for those of us who have been defeated, and who knows what it's like to live in defeat, it ain't no fun. Ain't it better to win? Ain't it? It feels good to win. I hate losing at anything. We went to the beach and this past few days, and my mom and Tommy was there, that sweet little short woman right there. She goes to ride go-karts with us. And I said, Mom, you ain't going to ride, are you? You got heart problems and this and that. And I was really worried about her until we got on the track. Well, I seen her. And they slowed my cart down. And that was a bunch of junk. They ought to let it go, but they cut me back. So I said, the only fun I can have now is to crash people. The only way I can win is to knock her out. And so there she was, and I seen the opportunity, Brother Jeff, and I spun her out. Bah! Nailed her. You said, you do your mama like that? I said, I like to win. I don't like losing. And if we are all honest, none of us like losing. And we shouldn't. And so with that in mind, let me give you, just by way of introduction, three little truths about the text that we read. The conditions of victory. Verse 1 said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. Then verse 4 talks about whatsoever is born of God. So there is no victory promised to the unbeliever. That's the conditions of victory. To us who are saved, it's absolutely available. But it's not promised to the non-believing. Okay, their life is one that is plagued with bondage and defeat. You remember how it was to live as a lost person. It was just defeat after defeat and trying to drown the defeat away in whatever way and numb that sense of defeat with whatever you could find to numb it or drown it in. What an awful life to live. And some of us have been saved so long, we forgot what it was like to be lost. We've been saved so long, we forgot how blind we was. But God came to us and saved us and gave us the victory. And oh, how freeing it was and how wonderful it was. Thank God Unbelievers, they have no concept of victory. Don't you remember getting saved, Brother Ned? How victorious that day felt. I mean, I remember, Brother Jackie, like it was yesterday. How wonderful. I felt like I'd won the world. I felt like I'd won the lottery. I felt like I'd won everything because I had. I won it all when he came into my heart. But we got to keep in mind, the lost man has no concept of that. That's why we should be trying to, number one, live in victory so we can offer them not just platitudes and words, but so they can see it and sense the victory that we're walking in, not just talking about. Lost people are tired of hearing people talk. They want to see and smell and hear and touch a tangible victory. And that comes through the body of Christ. Amen? Okay, so that's the conditions of victory. Then the confidence of victory. Verse 4 talks about, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Boy, that gives me confidence. There ain't a lot I'm confident about, but the fact that God said I can live in victory if I'll just believe him, if I'll just trust him, if I'll just put if he says go left, I'll take a left step. If he says go right, I'll believe him and say, Lord, it don't look right, don't feel like I ought to do that, but I can't see it, I don't understand it, but if I'm trusting you, Lord, and if we will do what he says and simply, as the song says, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Then you can have confidence in your victory. And then the complication of victory, and here it is. This is where it gets down. Victory is there. We've all experienced it, have we not? When you got saved, you knew what victory was. Amen. The devil lost the day you got saved. Wasn't that a great feeling? Wasn't that a great day to defeat the devil? My goodness. But here comes the complicating part. Even our faith. God throws the ball back into our court. And he said, I've paid for it. I've provided it. I've done the work. But you're going to have to believe it by faith to get it. Just like getting saved. It's there for the taking. And we scoff at people. We wouldn't scoff at them, but we wonder, why won't they get it? Why can't they see it? It's so simple. Yeah, it is now for us who have believed and who have tasted that the Lord's good. And we wonder, like, why won't they just come? Because they don't know what we know. They hadn't experienced what we've experienced. They hadn't felt the victory that we've experienced. But here we are now on the other side who have tasted that the Lord's good, and we've been forgiven, and we've seen how triumphant we can be in Christ. And then we slide back down into this place of living in defeat when that ain't the will of God. Find me a verse in the Bible where God wants you to live in defeat. No, it ain't in there. God wants you to live as a conqueror, as a victor, as a winner. But the complication comes in where it says even our faith. Our faith is the key to living in victory. In 2025, if you're going to live it in victory, personally, And I've got much to say. My goodness, we ain't got through the introduction. Yeah, this will be being preached more because this is a big subject. This is a very important truth that God's, boy, he's digging the well of my heart and saying this is big, not just for me, but for my family. I want this to be the best year my family's ever had in the Lord. And I want this year to be the best year this church has ever had. You say, that can't happen. You just wasn't here back in the days. No, I might not have been back here back in the day, but I'll tell you what, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I guarantee you God can do anything. And if we decide by the grace of God, we're placing our trust and our faith in Him, and we are not going to just settle for defeat, and we're not just going to settle for losing and for the mediocre things of the Christian life in our church. By the grace of God, if it takes doing some work, if it takes serving, if it takes putting in more hours, whatever it takes, we're going to win this year as a church. We're going to get bigger, we're going to get better, and by the grace of God, we're going to live in victory. I want that for every member of our church, for every family that makes up this church. And that ain't a fairy tale that's way out yonder somewhere that you can't attain. That's something that God is offering right now to us all. So with that introduction, every Christian can live in victory. How? By the understanding the following truths. I want you to, I'm just going to get as far as I'm getting. 7 minutes. Number one, how do you get to the place where you can live in victory? Not just for a moment, not just a fleeting moment. I believe sometimes we'll have a good service, like the Lord moved and saved those people, and that was great, and that was marvelous, and that was wonderful. And we'll rejoice in that, as we should. And we'll look at that like, boy, that's victory. That's victorious, but that ain't living in victory. That's one Sunday. I ain't satisfied with that. God ain't satisfied with that. God's wanting to see people added to the church daily. God's wanting all men to be saved everywhere now. God wants us throwing the hooks and being fishermen of men and getting the gospel out and spreading the word and showing the world and our family and our friends that there's victory for them. Because I promise you, if all they have is this world, they are hungering for victory. And you know what? When they see a church that's booming and growing, that's why people, usually lost people, flock to these churches. Because they say, something must be going on there. My goodness, they just blowing up. They got to be good. And I ain't saying all of them's bad. I'm just simply saying they should be something growing here. They should, this community should say, there's something going on up there at that church. I mean, those people up there are serious about this thing. They are tired of losing, and they're tired of putting off the aroma of loss. But when we get around them, we sense that they can taste victory, and that they're walking in victory, and that they've overcome the world, and I want what they got. That's exactly why the church is here. And so, how do we do it? Number one. We live in victory by the affirmation of His promises. The greatest way to bolster your faith, because it said, even your faith. Don't forget that. It ain't a question of if victory is there and available. It's a question of if you will do what it takes to get it. It ain't a question if I'm going to lose some weight and fit back in my clothes. It's a question of if I'm willing to put down the fork and the spoon and the peach knee-high drinks and the chocolate syrup and the Nesquik bottle and the whole milk right before bed, about three big cups full of that tall and that big round, and quit having old people call me fat. I can lose weight. It's just the questionable part comes in is, will I? Will I do what it takes to get into my clothes? I wore that red coat that I wore Christmas one time a year on Christmas. Do you know I got here, Brother Jeff? I couldn't even get the button to even wink at the part where it buttons. I mean, it looked over and said, hello, hello, hello. Hadn't seen you in a while. I mean, they used to be brothers, and they had come. I said, something's got to be done. This is awful. I got senior citizens shut-ins. See me one time, hadn't seen me in a few months, and say, boy, you got fat. Something's got to change. Now, that's funny, but to me, it's funny, but it's also serious that I'm going to change it. And in the Christian life, it ain't funny at all that we've just become okay being obese in defeat. Fat on losing. And I'm saying this ought to be the day, starting today, that we say no more. I ain't living that way no more. As a daddy, my children deserve better than a losing father. My wife deserves better than a losing husband. And my church deserves better than a losing member. And my Lord deserves better than what I've been giving him, and that is a bunch of losing and defeats. To the point that I've just learned to live there. How many of us would be honest with that? And say, by the grace of God, this is the first day of a new year. And if I can lose pounds and give effort to that and cut out some things in my life for that and add some things, some pain in my life to do some cardio and some sit-ups and whatever it takes to cut the pounds, if I can go in on that to win and to lose some weight and win, then under heaven, as a Christian, a child of God who died for me on the cross, surely I can reach out by faith and claim what he's given me. Amen. And live in victory. Don't you know God's up in heaven looking down on us and thinking, my goodness, I died for them. My son died for them. And look at how low they're living. Look at how lousy they're living. They're living like they're losers. And I made them to be more than conquerors. I made them to win, to win, to defeat the devil, to defeat the world. Amen. The greatest way to bolster your faith, number one, is to dive into God's Word. You ain't gonna live in victory apart from this book. It's day one of 365, so you ain't struck out yet. They still time on the clock. There's still time for you to get home and get alone and read your Bible on day one of this year. Don't look at it like a year. Look at it like today. I'm going to win today. Because the devil and the world, they will overwhelm you, and your own flesh will overwhelm you and say, you'll never do it. You ever get these thoughts? You've tried it before. It didn't last. You've done it for a week, and then you won't do it. Do it today. Win today. Pick it up today. Arm yourself today. Put the Word of God and hide it in your heart today so you can win tomorrow. You'll never win tomorrow if you don't put it in today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Win right now.
I was listening to some soldiers about a major battle that happened over in Fallujah. My goodness, how awful it was. And they said, all I could think was just get to the next hiding spot. And bullets and mortars were flying. And I'm seeing my buddies just evaporate right in front of my face. I mean, not body parts, evaporate. He said, I've been in war and I've seen a bunch of friends die. He said, but I've never seen one of my buddies just evaporate, who was standing right there, and then he was no longer, and it was just blood and particles and dust. He said, but the bullets didn't stop. So I had to, he was a ranger. He said, I had to ranger up. He said, my training kicked in and said, ranger up, man, get up and go. You can't quit. You'll lose and you'll be just like him. Man up, ranger up and go. And so he did, and he said, I'm hurting internally, I'm hurting externally. Half his arm was dangling, broke. He was throwing that rifle up with one arm shooting his way. And he said, if I can just get to that next bunker. And from one bunker to the next, he fought his way out with about 27 men firing mortars, rockets, and gunfire at him. If he can do that for our country under heaven, we should be able to do that for our Lord. Amen. Yes, it might hurt. Yes, it might take, but I'm telling you, listen to me. I know what time it is. Listen to me. Everybody, please give me your attention and we'll be done. We ain't nowhere near done with the message, but we'll be done tonight. It's day one of boot training, boot camp. Amen. You want to win? You tired of losing? Amen. Don't let one day go by without sorting up. Amen. Put your sword in your hand every day. I mean, don't let one day go by that you don't pick us up. And I mean, start today. Listen to what 1 John chapter 2, verse 13 says. I write unto you, fathers, because you have not known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. And ye have overcome the wicked one. He said, I wrote to you. I wrote to you so you could read it. I wrote to you, fathers. I wrote to you, young men. I wrote to you. I wrote to you so you could read it. And I've written it unto you, young men, because you're strong. And the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. God said it abides in you. The only way it'll abide in you is if you'll pick it up on day one and read. Get it in you, because you ain't going to win without it. That's a promise. You want guaranteed destruction and guaranteed defeat by very soon, probably tomorrow? Start without this. You're going to lose. You're going to end up defeated and soon. You can't win this without that. What did that verse say? Let me read it. God said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Ain't that what it said? Look, y'all. I closed it. Chill, breathe, exhale. Listen to me. What does the Bible say about that book? Faith, even your faith, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Amen.
So you need to read this Bible and let it get in you if you're going to win.
Amen.
And live in victory in 2025. But not only do you need to read it, you need to be back. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. Everybody's sick. Everybody's traveling. It's New Year's Day. I get it. I get it. And y'all the cream of the crop. I get it. Sorry to all y'all who laid out. Should have come. I'd called you the cream of the crop. But it ain't enough. Listen, it ain't enough to get this three times a week. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to do it personally, and we need to do it collectively. That means don't miss church. Because at our church, listen to me, I ain't knocking these people too bad, but a church ain't doing it right if all they have is a ton of music and a little bit of teaching or preaching. God chose preaching.
Amen.
That's his method. That's his means. That's his way to get his word by preaching and by teaching into our hearts and to grow and give us the faith that will help us to overcome the world. That's step one.
Amen.
Is that not simple? It's as simple as me going home tonight and saying, no, I ain't pouring that Nesquik in that milk. Because I'm already wanting it. Bad. Like, real bad wanting it. But I'm going to have to say no to flesh. Unless I want my flesh to keep growing and me to keep losing. And you're going to have to say, and I'm going to have to say, and we're going to have to say yes to this and no to the TV, no to the phone, no to Facebook, or whatever takes your time up that you ain't got time to get in this for 5 or 10 minutes before you go to work. Amen. I'll just say this when we be done. Listen, you ain't even serious. You don't even try to convince me you serious about being a Christian. You might be saved, but you ain't a Christian, and you ain't serious about being a Christian, especially a Christian that's worried about winning, if you ain't reading your Bible. You ain't serious. If I showed up in China, who's our number one enemy, if I showed up over there dressed in a suit and tie, didn't even have a rifle, didn't have nothing to fight with, but I said, I'm here to whoop y'all, they'd laugh me out of there or kill me.
Yeah.
We're soldiers in the Lord's army. We must suit up. Put on the armor, and by faith, get his word in our hearts.
Amen.
So God can in return give us his victory. Don't you want to win?
Amen.
Don't you want your family? Jeff, don't you want you and your wife and your daughter to win as a Christian family? I mean to thrive. Cricket, y'all want that? I know. Y'all, Dawson and Brandy just got married. Don't you want their marriage to thrive and them just grow? Yes, don't y'all want that? Don't y'all want that? Stephen, don't you and Jamie want y'all's family to win, not live defeated, but this year be a new year. Go to higher levels. It's got to start here. It's got to start there for all of us. Let's stand. I'm late, but they'll be